With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for some dirty work.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I was seeing this guy named Cody, and we'd gone on like 5 dates. Actually, I think it might have been more than that, but either way, things are going really, really good.
Okay. So why are we speaking in the past tense then?
Well, okay, because the morning after I slept with him, he tried to sneak out, and that's like the last time we saw each other.
Okay. Hit and run.
Sarah, it sounds like you were really kind of invested in him.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say like invested, but I was hopeful.
Yeah. So this Cody guy ghosted you then?
I guess so, if that's what you want to call it.
And let me guess, you are dying to know why.
Well, okay, I think I know why, but I'm worried I might be wrong.
Okay, well, why do you think he did it?
Okay, so there's a couple of reasons. So first of all, when I sleep, I let my two dogs sleep in the bed with me, and I don't think he really liked that. And also one of them had kind of like a little accident when he slept over, so that didn't help.
Okay.
And then the second thing, and this is why I really think he didn't call me, is I'm not like that experienced when it comes to sex, and I feel like he was kind of disappointed.
Oh, well, that's not your fault. I mean, if you're a blank slate in that department, maybe he should take the responsibility of like showing you a few things, right?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I think so, but I think he was probably just used to more experienced girls or something.
Okay, and you keep referencing yourself as unexperienced, but now you have done that before, right? Like, I mean, you didn't get him into bed and say, be gentle, it's my very first time or anything?
No. I've definitely, like, done it before.
Okay. Because that could be something where a guy could get spooked out a little bit. Okay, so we need to know the real reason that this Cody guy gave you the brush off.
Yes, and please tell him I'm not going to be mad, whatever it is. I just, like, don't believe the reason he told me.
So what was the reason he told you?
He said we were moving too fast and he needed to be by himself before we went too far.
Okay, and you don't think that's the reason?
Well, no, because he was the one who wanted to stay the night and he was the one who, like, wanted to have sex. I mean, I did too, but he was, like, the one who was initiating everything.
Okay, and now do we still have Casanova Cody's phone number, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so just guessing here, if I had to guess... And this is going to sound pretty harsh, but here's what I'm going to say. It's either something you did or didn't do that night, or he's secretly married, or maybe he's just a jerk who uses girls until he sleeps with them, and then he kind of throws you away like so much used Kleenex. So either way, how about this? We'll call him. We will get a more accurate answer from him when we come back.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Cody, please?
Yeah, can I ask who's calling?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104.
Oh, are you serious? Did I win something?
Not yet, no. But we are playing a little game this morning called Tell Us the Truth. And the only rule is you have to answer the question honestly, but it's only one question, okay?
Oh, okay. What's the question?
Ashley?
Okay, so a few weeks ago, you spent the night at this girl's house by the name of Sarah, and you guys were dating, and, you know, the next morning you left early, but then you never called. You never called back. You said you needed some time alone because things were moving too fast, and we know that's not true. So, what is the real reason why you aren't talking to her?
And remember, you have to answer honestly.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I don't really know if I can answer this one for you guys. I'm sorry.
Okay, why not? Did something happen?
Yeah, and it's a bit embarrassing. It's like there's like no way that I don't feel. It's really embarrassing.
Okay, I understand. Now, what if we offered you some sort of prize to answer the question? Like what can we give you?
Oh, geez. I don't really know.
Okay, are there any concerts you want to go see? Maybe we can get you tickets to a show.
I mean, you know, Post Malone would be pretty cool.
Okay, so you want to go see Post Malone?
Yeah, I mean, that would be pretty dope.
Okay, so, all right, so for Post Malone tickets then, you got to tell us what happened.
Oh, my God. She's not, like, listening right now, is she?
She is not. She's not. We simply got an email from her, and we hung up on her, so it's basically just us.
All right. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm about to tell you guys this. Just don't judge me, okay? Promise you won't judge me.
We are not here to judge. We're just here to get the truth. That's all.
All right. So she's got these dogs, right? And they normally sleep with her in the bed, you know? And at the time, they weren't in the bedroom with us because we were in the room and we were, like, you know, in bed doing stuff, but like the dogs are outside the bedroom door barking and trying to get in, and she's all like, you know, just ignore them, it's no big deal, just ignore them. And you know, we kept doing what we were doing, and when we were all done, she looks at me and she's like, listen, these dogs are not going to shut up because I usually let them sleep with me in the bed, you know, would you have a problem with that? And I'm like, no, you know, I love dogs, so it's like no big deal to me. So she lets the dogs in, and they hop right up in the bed with us.
Okay, please don't tell me one of these dogs bit you somewhere while you were, like, on round two or something.
No. We were just sleeping at that point, and all that stuff was all done. So we were just sleeping, and, middle of the night, I wake up because my stomach is, like, just killing me. Like, I don't know what was going on with my stomach, and, you know, I wasn't sure if it was, like, food poisoning or something like that. It was pretty wild. It was pretty bad. I didn't know what it was. And I didn't want to, like, get up, you know, because it was, like, the middle of the night. And I'm just sitting there, like, wide awake. I wasn't sure if I was going to puke or whatever. And then all of a sudden, I had to fart. So I figured, you know, this is going to probably smell pretty bad. But there's a couple dogs in the bed with us. So, like, you know.
Right. So you were going to blame the dog.
Come on. Yeah, I was going to definitely blame the dog. And so I squeezed one out, hoping, like, it wasn't going to be too bad and stuff, you know? I don't know. Like, I guess whatever was going on with my stomach, and I was, you know, like, sitting there holding it in, like, all night. And when I farted, I accidentally shit the bed.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
You messed it.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. It was, like, the worst smelling. I mean, it was like a nightmare. And, you know, I'm just like, holy shit, what do I do now? And I, you know, I'm like trying to get up and see how bad it was, but it's like freaking, you know, so dark out. I'm using my phone to try to take a look at the mess. And, you know, all of a sudden she rolls over and, you know, she's all like, is everything okay? And I just panicked and I was like, yeah, you know, everything's fine. But I think when your dog's, you know, took a dump in the bed, and she's like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah. And then she turns on the light and she starts apologizing to me. And I'm just like, listen, it's cool, but I should probably get going. And I just took off.
Okay. All right. So let me get this straight. So you crapped in this girl's bed and then you blamed her dog for it. And then you left?
Dude, I had no idea what to do. I was just in pure panic mode.
Right. Right. Oh, wow. I mean, every time I think we have heard it all, like, we get something like this. So, okay, so that's why you stopped seeing her.
Yeah, I was like, you know, in the dark, she's going to think it's one of the dogs. But at some point, you know, she's going to realize that that did not come from a dog.
Right.
So I just basically dumped on her after that.
I can certainly understand why. I mean, that's kind of a tough act to follow there.
Yeah, I pretty much decided I could never go back after that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.